It is time for Speaking of Schools here on 97.9 The Hill, our regular check-in with our two local school districts. And this week, we are talking at Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools. It is summertime, so not quite as busy as it normally is for the school system, but there's still a lot going on. And of course, CHCCS and their community already looking ahead to the fall in many ways. Joining me in the studio today to talk a little bit more about what's going on this summer is the Executive Director of Elementary Schools and Special Programs with CHCCS, Tim Gibson. Tim, thanks so much for taking the time. How are you?
I'm doing well, and thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So I know that things are a little more calm around the school district right now, but as Executive Director of Special Programming and stuff like that, some of the summer programming for CHCCS falls under your wing. What stuff is going on at the school system right now?
So we have a variety of programs and services that are being provided for our students pre-K through 12. So on this side, it may look calm, but behind the scenes, we are very busy and have been busy for the last several weeks. Last week, we started in our high school secondary areas providing programs for those students, as well as elementary began at the end of last week. We have programs that are designed to help students on the secondary level recover credits that maybe they weren't able to obtain during the school year. There are some bridge programs that are helping students be able to transition from one program to the next. Jumping into kindergarten is a program that we're offering to help our rising kindergartners. And then there's the equivalent to helping middle school students transition into middle school. So there are a lot of different things going on right now.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like it. And how much of this, I'm curious, how much of this was influenced in how everything is going so far in how the return to kind of in-person stuff went for CHCCS this past spring?
So there's actually a combination. Some of the things were already done historically in the district and things that are offered in other districts as well. But I think that perhaps one is that we're serving more, and so that the services have been expanded, not only because of just plans within the district, but the state had provided some specific guidelines for our K through 12 students. And then we have, in thinking about what's gone on over the past 15, 16 months, I think that that's had an impact on how we have planned for the services that we're providing our students.
That makes sense. And things are going pretty smoothly. I know you're just kind of a week into these things getting going again, but how has it all been so far?
So far, based on everything that I've heard in the past couple of days, we've experienced some of the traditional things that you encounter with transportation and making sure that we have the right address information and students are showing up and so forth. So as we are transitioning in, nothing unexpected yet.
That is good to hear. We're speaking with Tim Gibson, who is the Executive Director of Elementary Schools and Special Programs with Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools here today on Speaking of Schools. And I know that a lot of what is happening this summer is getting kids ready for the fall in some way, helping, as you said, catch up credits, get kids on the elementary school kind of acclimated. How is preparation going so far for the school district in terms of using this as also another opportunity to kind of look ahead for how the fall is going to go?
So I think that the programming for the summer, and this is actually going to spill over into how we're looking at it for the school year, is that the summer programs are being designed to do a couple different things. One is that we are trying to identify and fill gaps. So that's obvious. I like that we have, in education, we do coin lots of different phrases from time to time. And so we have stopped, in many cases, using the term of regression or falling behind, and we're looking at unfinished learning. So we're trying to fill in those gaps and try to be able to prepare the students for the next school year. Also doing some pre-teaching so that we can prepare them for what's coming up. And then, of course, the social-emotional learning and just being able to make the reconnections coming back to school for those students that have been out for a year, as well as introducing school for our newest learners. So all of the things that we are utilizing right now in summer are helping us with our planning for the 21-22 school year.
That makes a lot of sense. And of course, this upcoming school year looks like it will be more quote-unquote normal than this past year was, with remote learning and a lot of public health guidelines in place, but still things not entirely back to normal, or kind of a shift back to normal in some ways for some of those students. I'm curious if you've been talking with any families, or if CHCCS at the moment has any preparation suggestions for young families. Maybe they're either involved in the summer program right now or not, but are looking ahead to the fall. What kind of preparation is being suggested for getting those young kids ready to be back in classrooms?
So I think that just like in any typical year, number one, conversations about what to expect. So, you know, we've always talked about, especially again with newer learners, what school's going to look like, having opportunities to visit the schools, meet teachers and so forth at the beginning of the school year. So thinking about that, the social emotional components of that, especially when we've been out for so long and there may be anxiety that has arisen in students about safety concerns and so forth. So having those open conversations around not only the what to expect and the what to do as appropriate behaviors, but also in thinking about just academics, we always encourage reading and conversations about what you read. So no matter what the age level, we think that, at least I can say I think, that having conversations around literature and exposing kids to authentic literature, no matter whether it's informational texts, things about facts and figures, or if it's things about fantasy and things that are kind of far-fetched for us, but having a good solid foundation in literacy is key no matter what the school year is going to be like.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned kind of gaps in learning, trying to catch up in some ways for some kids. Curious to your thoughts on how having a lot of kids back in the classroom, especially on the elementary level, how important that's going to be this for this entire academic year. Because I know that they were back in the classroom for a good bit at the end of the academic year and kind of in the spring half of the year too. But we know the COVID-19 pandemic, in terms of the learning, it seemed like that the youngest kids were some of the most affected by having to go remote. So in your mind and talking with educators and stuff like that, how big of a deal is it going to be to have kids hopefully back in the classroom for a full academic year?
I believe, you know, that's the ideal. We want everyone back and we want everyone to feel safe and secure, because we believe that that is the foundation, is that if students and families aren't feeling safe when they come to school, then that really is a distractor from everything else. And so again, that's not just a pandemic year, but that's at any time, safety and security is always key. Once we know that we are addressing that and the social emotional needs, I believe that, of course, it's very important to be able to engage with the teacher face-to-face, be able to have hands-on activities where they're able to use manipulatives and be able to do in small group instruction and so forth. Many of the things we were able to replicate when we were teaching remotely, but being in person just adds that extra personal touch, so to speak, so that they are there to be able to address student needs, to be able to interact a little more authentically and what we're kind of used to from the past.
We're speaking with Tim Gibson, the executive director of Elementary Schools and Special Programs for Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools. CHCCS.org is the website to go to there. And Tim, turning back to the summer programming, since that is happening right now, I don't know if it's too late for families to necessarily get on board with anything that CHCCS is offering right now, but for folks who might be hearing about this for the first time or maybe had forgotten about it and want to keep it in mind either for next year or any time in the future, what is the process? Where can they go to learn more about what CHCCS offers to the community over the summer?
So you referenced our website. So there is a there's a site within our website that talks about community program or summer programs, and so they can go directly there. The other thing is to start with the child school. So all of our individual programs are being coordinated through at the school level. So although registration deadlines and so forth have passed, if there's an event where there might be an extra space or something of that nature, the school is the best to answer that question. So by talking to the principal or the assistant principal at the child school, they would be able to give them a more accurate update as to what's going on.
That makes sense to do it at that school level. And kind of along those lines, I know being the executive director of elementary schools, you probably are pretty in touch and aware of everything going on with Eugenia Floyd, who has been recognized a good bit over this last year and was recognized again in the last couple weeks by the towns of Carrboro and Chapel Hill for her winning North Carolina Teacher of the Year. As we begin to wrap up, I wanted to get your thoughts on that. And I'm curious, is she going to still be around the CHCCS classroom and community this year? Because I know she's also doing a lot of traveling being a North Carolina Teacher of the Year, too.
So, yeah, we are excited to have Ms. Floyd represent us as within our district. And I have had the opportunity to observe her in her classroom prior to her being recognized, as well as after her recognition. When we were transitioning back into the building, I was visiting at Scroggs, was able to see her in action. She is very energetic, vibrant, engaging, and definitely easy to recognize why she was recognized. From my understanding, she will have obligations throughout the state. She'll be traveling and she will be doing different things throughout North Carolina, with also the understanding that I believe she comes back to us for the 22-23 school year. Uh-huh. So we're looking forward to having her represent us throughout the state, visiting other districts and so forth, but also looking forward to her coming back and bringing those talents back to our classroom.
Certainly exciting times there. Once again, we're speaking with Tim Gibson of CHCCS. And to wrap things up, is there anything else going on around the school district or specifically within the CHCCS elementary schools you want to let folks know about?
Other than just that we are preparing for the next school year, even though we have camps underway and we're providing those services now, we are doing everything that we can, and we can have, you know, a variety of conversations throughout the district with our health providers and so forth to make sure that we make the transition back into the 21-22 school year as safe and smooth and effective and efficient as possible.
Well, once again, chccs.org, the website to go to learn more about that and to get ready for the fall. It seems a little strange to be talking about that now, but there is no doubt that is what they are focused on in addition to this summer programming. Executive Director of Elementary Schools, Tim Gibson, thanks so much for joining us today on Speaking of Schools.
All right. Thanks again for the opportunity.